Love Talk Radio.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Brian Carey. NATO says one of its airstrikes on the Libyan capital today went off target and may have caused civilian casualties. The Libyan foreign minister says an airstrike in Tripoli early today killed 9 civilians, 2 of them children. Today being the 90th day, the U.S. has been involved in NATO operations to help Libyan rebels. Some Republican lawmakers say the president needs to get congressional approval to Congress to continue under the War Powers Act. ABC's Chuck Sievertson with more.
House Speaker John Boehner said the president failed to prove military action in Libya.
And welcome to South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
Hey, this is John Hollis, and of course, we're live right here on WWNN 1470 AM, and we want to welcome all of our South Florida listeners. Also want to welcome our listeners on the streamers at rockersandrecovery.com, and of course, the WNN streamer listeners. We are going to be having a rock star, superstar project. It's a music project out of the West Coast, actually Chicago, New York. They're all over the place, and we're going to be talking with those folks tonight. And Rockstar Superstar is actually the two founders' names. They changed their names to Rockstar Superstar. So we're going to find out more about that. Some pretty cool dudes. They're going to be on with us at about quarter after. Rockers in Recovery can be found at rockersinrecovery.com. We ask you to check out the new website that we have there. You can check out the old website at holisticlifestylesradio.com. And, of course, that is the working horse of all of the network, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network that we own. And we are, of course, approaching close to 20,000 visitors a month to that website. So check it out at holisticlifestylesradio.com. If you want to get interactive with us, you can go to rockersandrecovery.com and listen live to the 24-hour-a-day radio station that we now have online. And, of course, that 24-hour-a-day radio station is all about carrying a message of hope and making sure that you can hear some great music by some really great recovering artists. And most importantly, people that need a platform. You know, artists need a platform to be able to come off of, and we hope that that streamer and the WRIR radio streamer at rockersandrecovery.com gives a platform. You can join just like a social media, and, of course, this coming week to the next 2 weeks, we will be launching the, of course, real-time chat that's going to be in there that you'll be able to actually watch and talk to each other. If you have a video camera, you can do it that way, and you can talk and chat back and forth. You can also do it the old-fashioned way and just type out your chat. So it's going to be kind of fun. But all in all, it's gaining momentum. We're going to have some fun with it. We got the 12-Step Music Fest coming up here. Of course, we want to talk about this tonight, November 3rd through the 6th, 2011. And, of course, Recovery Rocks with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun, all in one place, Sugarloaf Key KOA Campground, mile marker 20, Florida Keys. And, again, tickets are on sale now, 305-296-4726, or you can go to 12stepmusicfest.com. You know, they got 25 musical acts. They got the Super Group 2011 all on one stage on the Saturday night. It goes from the 3rd to the 6th, but one of the things that's going to be great is on Saturday night, the 5th, all on one stage, we're going to have Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Kazem Sultan of Todd Rundgren, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos. We're going to have, of course, Jeff Kazee has been has given us the thumbs up. Jeff Kazee is going to be with us. And also the Southside Johnny and the Asbury Duke Horns will be there at the show. On top of that, we got Mike Zito, 2010 Billboard Music Awards Song of the Year winner, will be also with us down in Florida Keys at the 12-Step Music Fest. The MC for this whole festival is Mark Lundholm, a recovery comedian, recovery comedy act. Will be on Friday night. You're going to be checking Mark out. He's been on, was on a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be a great show. Main stage, Friday night, Mark Lundholm, and, of course, the MC through the rest of the week or the 4 days. Blackfinger, Bubba Mac Band, Thrown Alive, Chillbillies, Rhetoric, Dawn Wilder, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, and lots more to be announced over in the coffee shop. Of course, Chasm Sultan and Woody Geisman are going to do some solo acts along with Patty Day, Keep Coming Back Band, Blues Buddhas, and we also have Dumpster Mike and the Gigabytes. That's going to be interesting. Dumpster Mike and the Gigabytes. We're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to having those guys on. We're going to be periodically over the next 4 or 5 months here having people on and bringing them on as musicians that are going to be playing at the 12-Step Music Fest. The 12-Step Music Fest is brought to you by No Matter What Productions, Coca-Cola, Monster, and, of course, some of the other sponsors are Hyperbarics RX, The Shift Guru, All in the Journey Magazine, Recovery 101 Radio, and Take 12 Radio. And it goes on. And it's also sponsored by the Florida Keys and Key West. Rockers in Recovery Radio Station and Rockers in Recovery Radio Show are going to be sponsoring the supergroup and bringing the supergroup down this year. So we are the part of the supergroup end of it. We are going to be bringing them into play at the 12-Step Music Fest, and we're going to be sponsoring that whole thing. So we look forward to everybody coming down again. November 3rd through the 6th, 2011. Tickets are on sale. Go to the 12stepmusicfest.com. That's 12stepmusicfest.com. Check that out. Now, if you heard the news yesterday, it was pretty awful to hear of the leaving of the sax player Clarence Clemons. Clarence Clemons has been a big part of my life for many, many years, and I don't mean as far as hanging out. I mean as far as his music is concerned. You know, when I was 10 or 11 years old, I remember cruising around South Jersey and hanging out in South Jersey with my cousin. And we would cruise around, and he was, you know, like 7 or 8 years older than me. And we would all cruise around, me and him and his buddies, and we would listen to, you know, great stuff like Jungle Land and Born to Run and, you know, all of the rest of the things that Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, of course, developed during that time period and since. And it always was able to, you know, even at the worst times of my life, you know, tragically over this last year, I've lost my uncle. I've lost two uncles, my father. My best friend's wife died of cancer. Now Clarence, the big man, who, you know, in a way, for me, was that pivoting point in my life, that all of those good things that happened as a youth every time I listened to Bruce Springsteen or I listened to Clarence playing the sax, what it does is it brings me back to that feeling of everything's going to be okay, because that's the type of music that he you know, derived in me. It just brought up that feeling of security and love and you know, just great music. What I want to do tonight is talk to you about, you know, one of the biggest things is the stroke end of this thing. You know, Clarence Clemons died at 69 years old, and he died from complications of a stroke that he had on June 12th. You know, when you think about the lifestyles that we all choose to have. And I mean, when I was, you know, up until about 5 years ago, my lifestyle was totally off the chain. I got to tell you that it's getting better. I don't drink, I don't drug, and I haven't done that in 5 years, but there's other things that I need to start doing to be able to start taking care of myself and to start doing things a little bit better. Because you know something, one day it creeps up on you and you're not there. But I got to tell you, for the time that Clarence Clemons was with us, what a great life, what a great person, what great music, and I know he is definitely up there right now. He has the angels dancing, and they're all hanging around while he's playing the sax. Of course, to Clarence Clemons' family, our deepest sorrow and regret, and we're going to take a step out right now, and we're going to play Jungle Land.
Thank you. coming in Harlem late last night. And the magic rat drove his sleek machine over the Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the stars and the rain. The rat pulls in the towel, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down the river lane.
beneath the city, two hearts beat. Soul engines running through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked, in whispers of soft refusal, and then surrender. In the tunnels uptown, the rats on dream guns and down, the shots that go down the hallways in the moon. No one watches an ambulance pulls away, or as the girl sets out the bedroom light. Outside the street's on fire, and a real death wall between what's flesh and what's fantasy. And the bullets down here don't like nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And in the quick of a night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, not even dead. Tonight in jungle land.
Disaster scenarios. Ended up on Pakistan TV, I believe.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty neat.
Wow.
Definitely a new group of people, and there was a lot of international people there. It was really exciting. It was a really neat thing to do.
Well, we got lots of exciting things coming up. Of course, Laura's going to be at the 12-Step Music Fest with us, and we're going to be hanging out down there and having lots of stuff. And we're going to, of course, go to our guest now and see how he's doing. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, I was in a tunnel.
You're in a tunnel. Yes, we could definitely tell that you were in a tunnel.
Right. No, my apologies about that. Yeah, and it is Chris. And like I was saying, my brother and I, we're twins, so we've gotten the confusion since birth. So it's all good.
Well, hey, listen, you know something? I took a listen to some of the music, and, of course, a lot of the music is streaming right now at the rockersandrecovery.com 24-hour-day radio station. And you guys are, you know, working with some great musicians. You're working with a lot of great talent, but most importantly, you're working a lot of this from your heart. I had an opportunity to talk with you the other night.
Yeah.
And through that conversation, we were able to really determine that your vision is a strong vision and you're all about carrying a message and making sure that this project, and, of course, there's a book along with this, too. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's called The First 30 Days to Serenity. Mm-hmm. And it was my guide for myself in willingness on paper to stay sober during those first 30 days. And it's an actual live journal, really, of my experiences through those days. So, yeah, with that, coupled with the book, and, of course, the tour, which we'll talk about, and some select dates, you know, this has been a vision that I've been seeing through. And although at times it's blurry, you know, my vision becomes blurry, it's still something I have never lost focus on. That end goal has been something that I've been striving towards, and ultimately, for me, it's sobriety at the end of each night.
I think that when we talk about the vision and anybody's vision, okay, especially when you're in recovery, or you know, I even have to be in recovery. I don't care if you're just a person that is walking down the street right now that has a vision, and they want to have that vision and they want to bring it through to wherever that end is for them. My thing is whatever that end is going to be what I can live with. Okay, that's going to be whatever I can sleep with at night, whatever I can put my head on the pillow. So it's, you know, depending on whatever level you want to bring that from, you can be the lowest level to the highest level. And I think that if we shoot for the highest level possible, I don't think anybody's ever going to make that mark. I think everybody falls short of it. But as long as we're shooting towards carrying that message to the highest level possible, then, you know, the end result we're always going to be satisfied with as far as the outcomes are concerned. We're going to be able to sleep at night, and that's the most important, our integrity, and we can sleep at night.
Yeah, and, you know, we're shooting for the stars over here on our end. You know, we legally changed our name, as you know, through our conversations to rock star and superstar, respectively, of course. And we did so because you know, we wanted to get the attention of some of those that weren't listening. We needed to give them, just like for myself, every reason we could to start thinking about a life of responsibility and sobriety. And, you know, listen, we're not coming from any place but the purest place. And for me, sobriety has changed my life. And I want to, and I need to extend that hand that was offered to me now on to others. And we do that through the Rockstar Superstar Project, which obviously we'll talk about. But, you know, it's been a magnificent ride, and I know that we're just on the beginning track of it. I want another ticket.
So, and let me ask you a question. How long has the process been so far?
It's been 3 years since I found my sobriety.
Okay.
And, you know, it's been a whirlwind. And you know that you and I thought there's a lot of obstacles, and we see them every single day. But you know what? What are you going to do? Bow down to the obstacles? No, it's all about overcoming them, adapting, and overcome through all the struggles. And I think the struggle with addiction has been by far the most difficult. So everything after, you know, should be cakewalk, but it's not.
When you first, and now again, you know, you're 3 years into your recovery. So when you first started the process of the Rockstar Superstar project, did you do that from day one, or is that something that came to you 6 months into your recovery, a year into your recovery? What was that process for you?
Yeah, good question. Thanks. You know what? It was pretty immediate. I mean, I would say it was a few weeks in. You know, it was something that I needed for accountability. I needed, meetings are great for me, sponsor, of course, and everything else I could get my hands on. For me, however, I needed even more. So I wanted to set up myself in a world of accountability, because my biggest thing out there while I was in my active addiction, the thing that hurt me almost more than anything, was having to say I'm sorry to everyone around me every time that I had fallen. And, you know, I just didn't want to do that anymore. So my brother and I created this, you know, the Rockstar Superstar Project, with accountability first and foremost for myself, to give me another reason to stay sober. And yeah, I don't think we even had a clear vision at the beginning 3 years ago.
When did that vision come into place for you? When did that vision come into place for you?
I think it's definitely been evolving. I did know early on, though, that it was going to be, it would have to be something in regards to, as I had said earlier, extending that hand. Now, who did I want to extend that hand to? Was it America's youth, or was it the parents? You know, and it kind of evolved into both of those aspects, because working with the youth, which we had done initially, led us to all those parents and led us to those stories in the homes that were affecting those children sometimes. So then we started to reach out and get involved with parents. So now we, you know, we travel to schools and converse and convey our message of responsibility and the excitement of dream catching stems from, well, you're living a life sober and clean and responsible, you can go out and achieve all those things. But we're, in addition to that, you know, going around and doing some cool community events, which not only then ties in the students from the schools and communities in which we've been in, but the parents that bring them later on at nighttime as well. So we're kind of taking on both sides of the fence, and I think it's just been extremely rewarding.
When you look at the process of putting anything together, so the rock star, superstar, and then you putting the CD together and you putting the book together, did the book come first, the CD come first? Which was the chicken and the egg here?
I still don't even know if my brother came first or I came first. So, you know, my mother says we're switched at birth. We're 6 minutes apart. I don't know if the tags were switched or not. However, in regards to the CD, which, you know, has been a magnificent effort, a lot of work, and the book, they were both thought of really at the same time. We wanted to release something special in tandem, and we thought hitting the people of America and their senses, the visual and audio at the same time, would be kind of the best bet for us. So we thought, okay, and use a CD. However, never did I in my wild imagination imagine a book would take 3 years to write. So even though I had started writing the book before the CD was recorded and completed in about a year and a half's time. So there's a separation of the two. So they were thought of the same time. CD, however, came out first. Book came out, you know, a year and a half later or so, but now we're selling them as a pair, which is what the initial vision was anyway. So it fell.
Now, when you look at the process, you said it was 3 years for the book. So you're around 3 years. So you really started writing the book right at the very beginning of your recovery.
I wrote the book 30 days, the very first 30 days. And here's why it takes 3 years. Yes, I wrote, you know, my first day sober, started writing up to the 30th day sober. I wrote the first 90 days, but it turned out to be just too much. So we shortened it down to 30. So, you know, for the sake of this conversation, yes, I started writing the first day sober up to that 30th day. Now, what took the 3 years was it was our intention to obviously capture that raw emotion in that first 30 days, but I wanted to make sure I held on to those first 30 days and then reflect upon them a year later. So then that way people could see and be encouraged by the growth that can happen within those first 30 days, but also in addition to that first year. So I held on to it I went back and appended my reflections of what I thought I was going through, where my thinking may have been troublesome, where I felt some back doors opening up, you know, and, of course, where that could have possibly led me. And then I also reflect on where my thinking was probably right on and very, very correct. And then, so, you know, there's some time in the equation, but then after that, the whole process of soliciting the book takes months and months, and writing the proposals, and then the editing comes in play. And of course, when you're rejected by everybody, you got to start a publishing firm and get the book to yourself and the editing team together, and then the artwork, and now so all those things, really, you know, added up to 3 years. But I couldn't be happier because, you know, we did it the right way, I feel, and we have a platform in which I think is awe-inspiring, with a tour coming up, with the speaking engagements at the school, and the community events in which we've been able to sell the, you know, the Rockstar Superstar brand merchandise, which has become synonymous, really, with recovery and dream catching. So I couldn't be happier with the outcome of the book. The praise has been wonderful. And you know what? The fact that I did it, I think, is the most rewarding when most of the environment, and not necessarily people, but most of the environment, if you really hear that word there, was one that really wasn't conducive to me finishing. But I did. I finished it. And now that I've gotten past that, I've moved away, been able to see some of the toxic environment that I had once been in, and have grown beyond that even more now. So there'll probably be another second book someday. But right now, it's just, you know, keep pushing this one. We're really excited about it. The book reviews have been amazing.
As far as, you know, because, listen, everybody needs funding. I don't care who it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What have you done up until this point to get the funding to be able to continue on with this project?
Yeah, no, I'm a computer consultant. I've worked a full-time job. I'm working a full-time job now, you know, just to pay the bills. All this money has just been sunk right back into the project, and I just don't really know if I guess I just never thought that it would be this much work. But in a blog that I was writing today for drugfree.org, that'll be out next week, the blog was about this moment that I am in. Actually, it was in an email to you that I had written just yesterday, the day before. There was a quote that I had come up with, and I emailed it to you, and I'm like, oh, what an interesting idea for a blog. But it was about being in that moment and not really realizing, or not really having an idea of the direction you're going in, but feeling that it is the right direction. And that is actually where I'm at right now. So it is difficult financially. I am struggling, but I don't care because, as you and I discussed earlier, these are the moments. These are the moments that are defining this right now. You know, and these moments right now are the ones that are going to make those other later on, when maybe I'm not as struggling as much, they're going to even be more rewarding. By struggling, I don't always mean financially. It's just a whole lot of things that are always going on. We all have going on in our world that are changing and evolving. I'm really looking forward to those moments.
The struggle, and you're absolutely right. I mean, these are the times, you know, at the very beginning of my recovery. I remember very, very shortly into my recovery, I had to gain some faith right away, because if not, I was a dead man. And I had to understand that, you know, I hadn't been brought to the point I'd been brought to have myself let go of by whatever higher power I believe in that would drop me on my face. I had to understand, and I had to truly believe in the fact that all of the strength was going to be given to me. All I had to do was ask for it. And I had to plug in to do certain things. And I see that in you, and I hear that in you, and I appreciate the fact that you believe in your vision. See, regardless of whatever anybody else thinks of your vision, it's none of my business what people think of my vision. So, and I get to today see folks like yourself that really go out there and put an emphasis on, listen, carrying that message in a very unique way. It's a very unique way. And I applaud you for the work that you've done, you and your brother. Very interesting note here, folks. is that out of the two brothers that were born 6 minutes apart, one was an addict and one was not, correct?
True.
Very interesting note that if you look at that aspect of it, here are two people born, same mother, same father, 6 minutes apart, and that's 6 minutes, and you were 6 minutes later than your oldest brother, correct?
Actually, I was 6 minutes before, so he is the youngest brother.
Okay, so from this scientific evidence, evidence is pointing that the oldest is the one that always suffers with the addiction. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now we can figure this out now.
Yeah.
I mean, the good news is that your brother stuck behind you, and he supported you through this whole process. A beautiful thing. And at times, the things that I've followed from you guys, at times, there were times where he wasn't really sure what to do with you. He just never gave up on you. Is that correct?
That is correct. And, you know, I think the greatest thing about what my brother did was he sat back from the sidelines knowing he really was powerless. But you know what? He learned about the addiction. And he really took time to understand what it was about. And like he says in a recent video that's about to be released for Drug Free, a campaign, he was very, he still today doesn't understand everything about what it is that I was going through. But you know what? I think it was wonderful that he took the time to try to understand it. And that was the healthy encouragement that I had seen him from the sidelines, you know, not out there and enabling, because that's what he had learned not to do, and not out there necessarily demeaning me or degrading me through word. He was very positive, and I think that that speaks volume towards, you know, the education that he had received by his own initiative.
I think part of this, and it's amazing because I was talking with Margie. Is that correct? Margie has been.
Yeah.
Margie, she's a big supporter of you guys, and she literally, you know, had been in contact with me for about a month or so, a month and a half. And
yeah.
I got to tell you that when I started looking at all of the followers that you guys have, because you have nationwide followers, worldwide followers. I mean, I was looking at one of your Facebook pages, I think. One of your Facebook pages, you got like 4,000 people just on that page alone following you. And
yeah. And
that's the momentum that I think it's because you have that dual situation going on, people can relate to your brother because they might be a mother or a father or a sister or a cousin that has somebody that they're dealing with that is suffering from addiction. And then, of course, you have the addict end of it that can identify with you. And I think there's that yin and yang going on there.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and that's why we feel so strongly about getting everybody and just working hard to get that out there. And, you know what, to let people know that this really happened to so many families. You know, I think I'm not a stat guy, but I think it was like 2 million people. 23 million people, 1 in 10 people, become addicted to drugs and or alcohol. And, you know what, estimated 83 million people are affected by those people on some level. So, you know, my math may be awful, but I believe it. I believe in those large numbers because it's everywhere around us, you know, and that's why we're getting up every day and working hard.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to play one of the songs off of the project. And if you can, at this point, just before we go out to play that song, I just want to know if you have the schedule of a tour or something that you guys are going to be doing. What is that process?
We don't have the schedule yet. We are working fast and furious to come up with those dates. So we'll kick off that track. Although, what can I just ask what the name of the thing is?
At this present point, let's see what we have up. What is the name of the track you're going to be playing? You can break in there.
Serenity.
Serenity?
Rock Angel?
Rock Angel. That's the
Rock and Angel? Rock and Angel. I was taking a guess. Let me just tell you quick about the Rock Angel. Rock and Angel came from a place that I felt I had always someone watching over my shoulder, and it necessarily wasn't always a human. You know, there was that higher power, and that's where it paid in through song. So without further ado, let's take a listen to that Rockin' Angel.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do a commercial right after this, but
deal.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic.
Yeah.
Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7000.
954-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
Back. I'm John Hollis. You're listening to Rockers in Recovery, WNN 1470 AM, and we want to welcome you back to the show. And, of course, Chris, great music, got lots of other things for folks to listen to. They can go to, of course, what websites can they find your music at?
www.rockstarsuperstarproject.com.
Okay, and also you can find them over at, of course, rockersandrecovery.com just by clicking on Listen Live. Their music's in rotation, and you can check out all of that information. And, of course, at rockstarsuperstar.com, is that correct?
Oh, rockstarsuperstarproject.com.
Project.com, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, now that we played that song, I want you to tell us a little bit more about it.
Good. Well, Cherie Carrie from The Runaways, she performed vocally on that track, as well as Bob Kulick, who's done some stuff for Kiss, of course, and Wolf and some other cool bands who actually also produced the whole CD. He played guitar on that. But that song, again, was coming from a place where I had felt protected and felt that there was something else out there that, for me, it was my higher power, and I was able to identify that, I felt, in song. And I wanted to, I thought it would be really cool to get that out there that, you know, that it was all right to have that and it was all right to lean on that. And that's exactly what I did in some of those moments where I may have felt despair. You know, I did what you did. I asked for help when I felt I needed it because I knew if I didn't, I'd be thrown flat on my face too. And it wouldn't be on the soft ground. It'd be on the cement, somewhere, you know. So that's what that song was about.
Well, you know something, we want to, of course, extend to you to have you back in a couple of months, find out how the progress is going with the project. And, of course, the Rockstar Superstar Project.com, if you ever want to check for daily updates, you can go right there and find out what they're up to and what they're doing. Of course, we're going to look forward to some tours coming out, and you guys are getting ready to do some touring behind this. And we, you know, when you get that information together, you make sure you get it over to, of course, our people here, and we will make sure that we get you, of course, up on our websites and social media, so that way people can know what you're doing. We're looking forward to working along with you guys to carry your message.
You know what? Thanks, and we are here to do the same for you. So please do not forget that we are here for you, and we're all here for each other. So thank you so much for the opportunity tonight.
It's a beautiful thing, Chris. You're a gentleman, and again, you know, your vision is a great vision, and don't give up. You know, I'll give you the best thing I ever seen in my life. There was a frog that was lodged into the mouth of a bird, and the bird was swallowing the frog, and the frog was holding the bird by his throat, and underneath in captions it said, "Never give up."
I love that. I got chills when you just said that because I visualized it. Great, man. Thanks. You know, and I won't. Thank you.
That's good stuff, man. Hey, listen, RockstarSuperstarProject.com. Check them out. Great music, great artists, and great guys putting it together. And, of course, Mark and Chris, the brothers that are now legally named Rockstar and Superstar. Check them out there, RockstarSuperstarProject.com. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight, man.
Thanks, brother. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. All right, folks, check it out. You know something we got coming up very shortly? I want to thank our sponsors for this first hour. Of course, Laura Betts from Hyperbaric RX, and you can check out Laura's website at HyperbaricRx.com. You can also check out Laura's information on her blog there. She's got a pretty cool blog. She's got a lot of information there. Hyperbarics, if you look at the process of hyperbarics and all of the different modalities that it handles for healing, from wounds to strokes to all of the different head injuries that take place in life, it's just an amazing, amazing thing that Laura does. And let me tell you, 20 years of being a top in her profession. People call her from everywhere to get advice. Lori, we want to thank you for sponsoring the first hour.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're the bomb. HyperbaricRx.com, check her out. We also want to thank the 12-Step Music Fest, No Matter What Productions, of course, for sponsoring the first hour of tonight's show. Of course, that is Dawn Wilder and No Matter What Productions, Coca-Cola, Monster, and, of course, the rest of the folks that are sponsoring the 12-Step Music Fest all make that possible, the Florida Keys and Key West, the Shift Guru, Hyperbarics RX is a part of that also, and Clean Getaway Travel, Thirsty Lizards, West Care, Bubba Mac Blues Band, 101 Recovery, and All in the Journey Magazine. Of course, we thank all of those folks. And we have some new ones coming on this week, and we want to thank the new ones that are coming on, too, and we'll be doing that through the week. Most importantly, folks, stay tuned because we're not done yet. This is 5 hours, 5 hours of Rockers in Recovery. We'll be back with our next guest, Laura C.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470. WWNN Pompano Beach.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
Thank you. you scratch over slick machines, over Jersey state lines. Barefoot girls sitting on the hood of the Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. The rock holding the town rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and put the beer down in the lane. They kiss out air that feels like shadows on the side of the hand. From the churches to the jails, and they roar silence in the world as we take our stand down in jungle.
Big man, unbelievable. Clarence Clemons gone, and of course we are going to be playing that through the night. Jungleland. If you've ever been to a Bruce show, man, let me tell you something. When Clarence Clemons steps up to the front of the stage and he starts to play the sax during Jungleland, it's enough to make you fall over, man. He's going to be a missed man. Especially by the E Street Band, interested to see what they're going to do with that situation. Of course, they lost Danny 2 years ago, lost the big man. Now it's, listen, age catches up with us. Isn't that amazing?
Laura? Unless you have HBO T. My skin?
Yes. If you get into the tank, the oxygen and hyperbaric oxygen therapy, you know, I guess you can stop aging. Is that correct?
Stop aging, but it doesn't. It's kind of.
Because if it is, I'm going to live in the tank.
It takes the edge off. I'll give you that.
Good stuff. Of course, we're hanging out here tonight. It's Rockers in Recovery. You can check us out on our new website at rockersinrecovery.com. You can check us out on the old website at holisticlifestylesradio.com. And of course, we are part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network is, of course, part of WNN 1470 AM on the air 18 hours a week. We are now broadcasting live on, of course, rockersinrecovery.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we got all kinds of radio networks happening around us, and you can check it all out by going to those two sites, and you can find everything from there. And most importantly, we have the 12-Step Music Fest, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest coming up. Of course, the sponsors are Coca-Cola, Monster, put on by No Matter What Productions, and, of course, lots of other folks that are involved with it. Recovery Rocks, with 4 days of camping music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun, all in one place at the Sugarloaf Key KOA Campground, mile marker 20, Florida Keys. So we're looking forward to everybody being down there November 3rd through the 6th. 2011, that means this year, that means this November coming up. Tickets are on sale now, 305-296-4726. Check them out, that phone number, and you can get some tickets there. And then you can also go online and purchase your tickets there, 12stepmusicfest.com. Let me just give you a little insight on this amazing 12-Step Music Fest.
is, of course, one mission and one purpose, is to help people with the disease of addiction achieve long-term recovery and become acceptable, responsible, productive members of society. Now, I got to tell you, that takes work. I can only tell you from my side of it. It takes work, baby. Now, pool and hot tub, workshops, 24-hour meetings, merchandise vendors, talent shows, kids' activities, floating meetings, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Over 20 musical acts, it's actually 25, on two stages. And we have the super group that is being formed right now. And the super group, of course, is all on one stage on the 5th of November. And it would be Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Kasim Sultan of Todd Rundgren, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, Woody Giesman of the Del Fuegos, Jeff Kazee of Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, the Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes Horns, and we also have Mike Zito, 2010 Billboard Music Award Song of the Year, that will also be playing at the fest. He'll be playing on Friday night. Mark Lundholm, a recovery comedian, will also be a part of the emceeing of this whole event through the 4 days. Check them out. You can also go to 12stepmusicfest.com, click on artists, and you'll be able to find out all of that information. We have in store for you tonight a beautiful lady. We've had her on a couple of times in the past. Of course, Laura C. And we also have, of course, we got two Lauras in here tonight. We got Laura C. that's coming on the air with us, and then we have Laura from Hyperbaric RX. So I'm going to have to keep my Laura straight. But let's go to Laura on the phone, Laura C. And Laura, how you doing tonight, honey?
I've had about two cups of coffee, so I am fabulous.
You're ready to go.
And snarky as ever.
Snarky. Snarky. Can you give me a definition of snarky?
Snarky. Let's see. Sassy.
Nice.
And funky. And
nice. Funky. Nice. And perky.
And perky.
Hey, listen. I love perky. I'm a perky kind of guy. Yeah. But here's some of the things that I want to find out about. It's been, you know, several months since you've been on. What are you doing? Tell us what you're doing.
Well, I'm regrouping at the moment. I was doing a lot of shows with the band and doing a lot of performing, and I went through a relapse, and I had just a really, really rough time in the last 8 months, and I'm clean and sober now for about 6. It was a short relapse, and it was a relapse on prescription medication.
Okay.
But
can I ask you a question? Did that come from a pain episode, or did that come from a pain?
Yes. I got sober 4 years ago from 20 years of drinking.
Okay.
And then I was clean sober one whole year, and then I got in a car accident.
Oh.
And I was introduced to pain meds. And it's kind of like backing into a propeller. It's like I didn't even realize what was happening. I'm kind of coming back from that. I'm trying to get my mojo back, and I'm trying to get back on the horse. I really disappointed myself with the last 3 years of, I got really discouraged with, several pain med relapses, and then getting clean and sober again, getting back in the groove and getting my program right, and then it happening over and over again. So it's been 6 months now, but I'm just now starting to get my mojo back and want to put myself out there again and get honest again.
I want to, first of all, I want to commend you for talking about this, because there's a lot of people out there that don't want to talk about this. They don't want to talk about the fact that pain issues bring a large percentage of people in recovery out the door.
Oh.
See, because we tend to believe that, I know for myself, and I have to be very careful with my life, that, I'm used to my whole life taking a pill for everything. Okay,
yep.
Take a pill, it would be better. Go to the doctor, he'll give you a pill, it's going to be fine.
If the doctor gives me the pill, it's
going to be
that way. Correct.
Well, the doctor gave me a pill. It must be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a doctor.
Yeah,
yes.
Laura from Hyperbarics RX has said, yeah, the doctor gave it to me, so it must be okay. Everything's fine.
Hi, Laura. I can hear you.
So I think that, and she just brings up a valid point, when you start to go through these type of experiences, are you now touring the possibilities of alternative approaches?
I'm doing exactly. I'm checking. It's my neck, and I have approximately 15 migraines a month. I've had them since I was like 15 years old. But the migraines, I have, you know, sumatriptans, I have Imitrex, I have all that. But I've gotten so desensitized to Imitrex that I'm still having problems with residual pain. And they're, you know, I have the killer migraines, the ones that last like 3 days. So I'm going to go back to chiropractic again, and just try lots of exercise. I just, you know, broke my foot and did that one clean, so I know it can be done.
Wow. So you got some, you want to say?
Yeah, sometimes I joke where, you know, I'm not just the spokesperson, I'm also a client. I actually dealt with severe migraines for many, many years. And I am not recovering, but it is by the sheer grace of God, because over my life I have had doctors hand me a prescription pad full of just about anything I wanted. And over the last weeks I've actually been dealing with some issues of my own. And the first words out of the doctor's mouth was, here's a script for this, here's a script for that, here's a script for this. And one thing that I can tell you is I have tremendous benefit from hyperbarics, and I'm actually my own worst enemy, because I'm one of the people that has access to a chamber, and there I am on the phone talking with this client, talking with that client. It's 11 o'clock at night, and I really need to go home and get some sleep. And, well, I didn't do my treatment today, but that's okay, and the migraines come back. So it's just very real for me to hear this after being offered a prescription pad full of some of the most heaviest painkillers there are. I've actually done 6 treatments this week, and this is the first day that I haven't had any pain and that I haven't had any of the rheumatism. So an interesting, sometimes funny how we hear things when we need to.
This is funny. I got to tell you, anybody that's listening right now, I had no clue that Laura was going through this situation. I mean, we didn't even talk last night. When I spoke with you, Laura, I had no clue that this was happening.
I know.
So this is like really for me, like watching things unfold right now. How it is, man. Welcome to the program.
There you go.
It just happens. The information comes out when it's supposed to come out. And I think that, you know, when we start to look at those alternative approaches, and we start to look at, like, oxygen, or we start to look at acupuncture, or we start to look at chiropractic, or if we start looking at, you know, all of the different modalities that are out there now, they even have, non-narcotic patches now, heat patches and things like that, and different ointments and stuff like that for pain. Mm-hmm. So, my first reaction, of course, to everything is, give me a pill.
Yeah.
You know, but again, what is our program teach us? I know for myself, and, you know, and it's, again, that's why I'm glad I have people around me, because people around me are the ones, that network of people that say, hey, listen, John, maybe your thinking isn't right here. Maybe you might want to try this, or maybe you might want to try that. I definitely got to let people in, because if I don't, I can get, like, caught up in my own thinking. Would you agree with that, Laura?
I would.
Absolutely. And that's why I started my new Facebook page called Naked Recovery, because I was ready to get real, and I was ready to talk about recovery in a really honest, raw, uncensored kind of way where, which you do, but because I really wanted to out myself, and I needed to out myself, and I have to have conversations that are real with people, and I can't just hear platitudes and fluffy stuff. I've got to get down in the trenches with people, and that's what this new page is about.
You know, I have to tell you that we have your music in rotation on Holistic or on Blog Talk Radio, and also on, of course, rockersandrecovery.com.
Oh, great.
If you go to rockersandrecovery.com, you click on Listen Live. We have.
I did, and I heard some.
We got some of your music playing there. And I got to tell you, that Broken Open is one of those songs that affects me, that every time I listen to it, it's just like, okay, I can really understand where she's at. You know, there's some other songs that play on that screamer that I, you know, Cry Baby Cry by Christine Ullman is another one. But you guys tend to hit my chords the most as far as bringing up those emotions. What were you thinking when you wrote that song?
Well, that song came after a relapse. And so that's interesting because, you know, that song was really a realization for me that brokenness and surrender is the only way to out of the darkness that I was experiencing. And just getting completely raw with where I was at. And by the way, those songs, as with most songwriters, they just come out. Like, I didn't even know what was going on with me. I didn't even know I was ready to surrender and to get real at that moment. So that's why music is so therapeutic for me, because, you know, being an addict, emotions, I don't do emotions very well. But I go to my keyboard and stuff comes out, and then I say, oh, that's what I'm feeling. So Broken Open, I had a lot of the lyrics, and then Richie, my producer, Richie Rubini, helped me take it to the next level with some beautiful chord changes. And but that one really is, everyone has like a core song, every songwriter, artist, whatever. That really is my core song, because that completely describes how broken I was, how absolutely deep in my shame I was, and how coming out through that, realizing and surrendering that my brokenness was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, you know something, what we're going to do is we're going to play Broken Open right now, and we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the song, where they can find it, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about your situation and what's going on, and where we're going to go in the future, because it's one day at a time, and we get to have some visions. We just don't get to figure out the destinations.
That's right.
We'll be back right after we listen to Broken Open and some commercials.
The things I did to just not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick, but getting high what made me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. But could it be God? Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning.
Was the only way. 503, counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. success the all-natural, holistic way.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
Welcome back. And of course, a little bit more Clarence for you. And again, we are going to miss Clarence Clemons. What do you think of that breaking news, Laura C?
Well, you know, I remember a friend of mine in L.A. used to manage him for a while, and that was shocking. I'm just hearing it on your, on your show.
Yeah.
What'd he die of?
He passed away yesterday. Here in Florida, in South Florida, he passed away from complications of a stroke that he had on June 12th.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I know that she just adored him and said what a great guy he was. So he missed.
I met him once up in Poughkeepsie, New York. He had played, he was doing a solo tour, and he had played at the Chance, a small club in upstate New York.
Mm.
And he was just an amazing dude, really laid back, just like a big teddy bear, but you wouldn't think of him coming at you. He's huge.
He was one of us, right?
Well, I won't be the one to say that.
You're not going to out him?
Not my job, baby.
Well, he was gay, right?
No. All I can tell you is this: is that if I know that the man put a lot of emphasis on spirituality, I will go that far and say that he was a very spiritual man.
Mm.
And here's the amazing part: that when you look at Broken Open, and I again apologize, we have Blake the intern in tonight working for Chris, and you know, things tend to happen from time to time, so
okay.
We apologize for that, but again, Broken Open for me is a very spiritual song. It definitely touches that part of you that says, hey, listen, you know something, I'm spilled out here in front of you, and you know, it just that whole charisma, that whole feeling behind it is amazing, and it touches a lot of people that listen to it.
Well, thank you, and I really, my own personal belief is that we're created with brokenness so that our brokenness can be healed on a one-day-at-a-time basis. And I know that if I didn't embrace my brokenness and if I forgot about my brokenness, it felt like I was healed, recovered, then I would walk away, my pride would be out of control, and I would walk away from my spirituality, I'd walk away from God, I'd walk away from recovery, and that's a little bit of what I did, you know, over the last few years, is think that I kind of had my act together and that I didn't really take a look at my brokenness and I didn't really surrender it on a daily basis, and that's why the relapses kept happening. And I don't know, do we talk about relapse enough? I don't really feel like...
Well, here's one of the we talk about it enough?
Yeah.
I think that when I go to a 12-step meeting, and again, I don't talk and I don't divulge the 12-step organization I belong to.
I belong to several.
So I don't. But I got to tell you, when I walk into a 12-step meeting, there's a lot of times that I will hear people continuously talking about the relapse process and talking about the issues behind a relapse. What I like to really focus on is, okay, by the grace of God, we're all sitting here today. See, my thing is that I truly believe that it's by God's grace that we're sitting here today.
Oh.
So what is the solution that we need to work under today? Now, at the same token, there's a lot of people that don't understand, and they're scary to me because, you know, the rooms, the 12-step rooms were actually the fellowship part of this thing. The program is what we work 23 hours a day. The fellowship is what we go to once a day to be able to hear about how we're working that other 23 hours a day. When we walk into those situations and we hear people that are talking about everything other than what the solution is, I tend to believe that we tend to lose what the primary purpose is, and that is to help another person that is in that meeting that might be struggling, that should have the ability to say, hey, guess what? I'm hurting today and I want to use. But that you don't hear that. I mean, I can't talk about anywhere else. I can talk about South Florida. If somebody walked into a room and said, hey, listen, I want to use, you'd have two schools of thought. You would have the one person that would run up to them and say, hey, listen, we're really glad you're here, thank God. And then you'd have this other school of thought that, well, you know, relapsing is for, I'll tell you exactly what it is. So relapsing is for pussies. Yeah. All this garbage that you hear. And guess what? I don't believe that anybody should be beat up for where they're at. I think that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. This is between you and God and nobody else. No human power was going to relieve my alcoholism.
Right.
None. They told me I better find they told me that I better find a higher power that works, because if I'm relying on people, places, or things for my recovery, I am doomed. They told me that. Now, you don't hear that much.
Well, for me, I was unprepared for the whirlwind of the whole pain med thing, and I did not expect to relapse. And so I didn't hear enough about it. I wasn't prepared for it in the rooms I was at. And you know, that's partly my fault, because, as we know, the actual relapse is the end result of the process of relapse starts long before you pick up again. But I was not prepared for my particular situation with pain meds and with how they, to be honest, pain meds have made alcohol seem like child's play, trying to get free of them.
Absolutely.
Because that opiate is much stronger medicine on some level than alcohol ever was to me. So I just felt like so much shame, and I felt like that I didn't feel safe talking about it. So I've had to, in order for me to talk about it, I've had to use different formats, such as, you know, my music is always my safe place to work everything out. And thank goodness people identify with that. And, you know, my Facebook page. So that's how I've been able to talk about it, because I haven't really felt welcome to talk about it in other situations, and that's partly my fault.
You know, I gotta tell you, Laura, that one of the things that I went through for 14 years, and it was actually 12 to 14 years of my life, was spent in relapse, and I was literally out there. I remember when I first came into the 12-step process, they told me that, listen, if you play with this too long, and I came in with the old crusty guys, you know what I mean? Guys that had 30, 35, 40 years, and this was back in the 90s, you know what I mean?
Wow.
In the early 90s, late 80s and early 90s. And these guys said, hey, listen, you're young, and here's the deal. If you play with this long enough, you won't be able to make it back.
Mm.
And I, at that present point, you know, I had this, like, S on my T-shirt that said, you know, I'm totally different than you. Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So because of some legal issues, I stayed clean for a short amount of time because they had a gun to my head, basically. And I did what I was supposed to do because of legal issues. But let me tell you something. When I picked up and I tried to make it back, it literally brought me from being that 23-year-old kid when I stopped using and picking back up at 27 and going from 27 until I was 40, literally not being able to make it back. When I got clean 5 years ago, I got to tell you that the last 4.5 years of my life was all about understanding one thing, that mad, glad, or sad, I don't get to pick that first one up. Mad, glad, or sad. No matter what it is, I don't get to pick it up. But here was the thing that I needed to really come to terms with. I had to come to terms with that whenever I have an issue or I've had an issue in my life, that means the divorces, that means the prison stays, that means the jail stays, that means the sanitarium stays, that means going, you know, when I talk about sanitariums, I'm talking about detoxes because they are sanitariums, by the way. When you start looking at all of those places that I ended up in and underneath of the bridge, finally, they were all done because of one thing, because of that first thing I took.
Mm-hmm.
So if I start to talk myself into those things, then I don't have anybody around me. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So if
that's been a big help with me, you know, think the drink through, think it all the way through to the end when I'm ready, you know, when I'm feeling weak, think the pills through, the pills to the doctor shopping, to the be on a DEA list where I couldn't get them if I tried at this point, you know, think it through to the humiliation as I out myself to a pharmacist and say, please don't give me narcotics. Mm-hmm. I cannot be trusted.
Okay, so
I mean, to my local pharmacist. So
here's my next question for you. What network do you have in place today that you're able, because, I mean, this is something I had to do because I was that chronic relapser. I understand where you're at. I was that. I understand that. So what I had to do is I had to put people in my network that knew my garbage, that knew the kind of crap that I've sold,
right,
that would pull me up and say, hey, listen, John, or, you know, maybe that's not the best thing for you. It's always, at the end, it's always up to me and God, whatever direction I'm going to go in. But do you have that in place?
Absolutely. You cannot do it without your, you know, being fit spiritually and, B, having a great sponsor, having people in your life you're accountable to, recovery groups that you actually attend, and just the constant hitting your knees and resurrendering one day at a time.
I love that you, again, that you're talking candidly about this tonight, because I think that you're right. I think there's not a lot of people out there that are willing to put themselves out there. You know, when it happens, you always end up like in the back of the room and, you know, you want to just melt into the floor. You don't want to talk about this issue. But again, I mean, even if you go into any of the 12-step literature that's out there, it's going to happen. Do we want it to happen? No. It's going to happen. So when it happens, what are we going to do about it?
Right.
What are some of the steps that you have taken that can – maybe you got somebody listening tonight right now that is saying, you know, something, I don't want to go back and pick that white chip up. Do I really need to? Do I really need to go in there and pick up a white chip to embarrass myself? What would you say to that person?
I would say that, A, you're always welcome, you know, welcome back is number one. And the only shame in relapsing is not going back. And B, that you absolutely have to set up accountability in your life. And just see rigorous, naked honesty. Raw honesty on every level of your life. Now, I'm completely out there, I mean, with my anonymity. You know, I completely destroyed my anonymity from day one because I know me. And in my, only for me personally, anonymity was not an option because to me, my anonymity meant hiding. And, but that's completely just me personally. I respect everyone's anonymity. But I had to put myself out there to everybody. I was literally going to the grocery store and getting in conversations about my new sobriety with like complete strangers just to out myself and just to have some standard to rise to, because I'm so so sneaky, I'm such a liar, I'm so dishonest, that unless I do that, sorry.
That's okay.
Dog.
I like puppies.
Unless I do that, I'm screwed.
Not as much as cats, but I love puppies.
So that really was my way of doing it, and to constantly out myself in my music, to out myself in my writings, to out myself to my family members, and because if I have a standard to rise to, I can go there. But on my own, I have no standard.
What do you think of sponsorship?
Absolutely necessary. I mean, I couldn't do it without a sponsor.
Okay. And since you've had to come back to a place of surrender, because that's what we have to do. We have to come back to a place of surrender. You know, everybody, I don't care who it is, that has gone through the relapse process, the first thing they're going to feel when they go back to the surrender process, well, I don't need to start the steps over because, you know, I was around, you know, a year and a half, or I was around 3 years, or I was around 20 years. I don't need to go through that process again. I don't believe that that is true. I believe that I have to really, start working that process again from the very beginning, because at the other end of this thing, it's all about having that spiritual awakening again.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And you know what? I've done the steps now 3 times, and every time I've done them, especially when I get to step 4, they are brand new to me, and my step 4 changes constantly. And there, I find, you know, you're going deeper into the layers of the onion.
Absolutely.
You're finding,
absolutely,
every time you're getting more honest, you're finding more out about yourself, and you're finding new tools for your toolbox on how to stay sober.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to play Broken Open again, because I want everybody to hear this again. Okay, I want them to hear it again. And what we're going to do is play Broken Open. We're going to play some commercials. We're going to bring you back on. And we're going to talk more about this, because I'm really glad, again, I am glad that you stepped up to the plate and brought this topic to us tonight, because, again, pain is a touchstone. Emotionally, physically, or mental pain is going to, you know, if you're not doing the right thing with it, it's going to drive you out the door.
Do you have my song, Get Real? Because that's a song about relapse.
You know, I only brought like 3 of them with me to the station tonight. And
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, absolutely, please, because I want to put all of that stuff in the rotation. Anything else that you can get us, we want to put it in the rotation.
Absolutely.
So that way people can hear Laura C. a lot. Broken Open, we'll be right back after this message.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. You look the same. broken. When you look at me, you might see a mystery. I disagree.
First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Burns, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
She's been on with us for a little while here. We've been talking to Laura, and we did Broken Open. And I want to, of course, commend Laura again on the topics, because every time Laura comes on, we talk about some really, really great stuff, and I've always loved having Laura on because we get real. I mean, reality is here. It's about getting real and talking about the real issues, and I'm really glad that you brought the topics that you brought tonight. One of the things that anybody that's been on my shows will tell you that I don't can my shows. It isn't like we send a bunch of lists of different questions. Whatever happens in the hour happens in the hour. However it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like in my belief, going to a 12-step meeting, when they read the preamble and they open it up with the serenity prayer, the meeting's in God's hands, and whatever happens during that hour is God's information coming to whoever's supposed to get it. So if you got something out of tonight's show, I'm really glad you did. If you didn't, then there's other shows for you. We are on air 18 hours a week. But most importantly tonight, I think that you telling the people where you were at, especially with pain medicine, was a huge, huge step for people out there that have 10, 20, 30 years that are suffering with this and don't want to say, hey, listen, you know, I have an issue with pain medicine.
Well, thank you. I mean, like I said, I didn't plan on talking about this either, but it must be meant to be. And I never listened to my own music, and as you played that, what really jumped out at me was the line, I'm not sorry, I'm not ashamed, I'm broken open, open to change. And that, for me, is pretty much, you know, where I'm at. I'm broken open at this point in my life, and I'm open to change, and I'm ready to get my mission back, which is to help others, which is step 12, to help others in the recovery process, just like you do, we all do with step 12. And I'm ready to put myself out there again with no shame.
Well, you are the bomb, and shameless should be it, because this isn't about shame. This is about you being honest and thorough and helping people, and you have definitely done that this evening. And, Laura, I am so proud of you, and I love you. And I am.
Oh, you too, John.
And
I made you administrator on my new page, so I hope you'll use it. Utilize it.
I definitely will. And you know, something, you make sure that you stay in contact with us, and if you get a chance to even come down and hang out with us at the 12-Step Music Fest and be a part of the 12-Step Music Fest, that would be great too. I
would love that. I'm going to get online and do some more checking on dates with the band about that.
That would be great. And in the meantime, I got to tell you, Laura, that I'm very proud of you. I love you.
Oh, well, you know what? It's just all about showing up and letting what needs to go in deep and letting it come out. So I just hope that, you know, others got something out of it. That's all I care about.
You can check out Laura C. at lauracy.com. Is that correct?
Laura C. Music.
LauraCMusic.com. Please go to her website. She's got some great stuff there, great music. Get plugged in, tune in, and, you know, feel the music, because you can definitely feel Laura's music. Laura C., we thank you again for being on Rockers in Recovery. We're going to have you back over the next few months. And we'll get some updates, and we'll talk some real stuff. Thank you again for being on, honey.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. We're going to go out right now. We're going to, of course, do some rhetoric coming up here. We're also going to talk about the 12-Step Music Fest coming up here. Stay tuned because Rockers in Recovery isn't over. Stay tuned because Rockers in Recovery isn't over. We got another 3 hours of live broadcasting to go, and we've been on the air for 2 hours. This is 5 hours Sunday night of Rockers in Recovery. You can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. You can also check us out at holisticlifestylesradio.com. We're going to go out to a commercial break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the 12-Step Music Fest. We're going to talk to Rhetoric, who's going to be playing at the 12-Step Music Fest. We're going to play some Rhetoric music, and we're also going to talk recovery. We'll be back right after this message. My name is John Hollis, and, of course, I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom-made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com. Read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifeChallengeRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
All right, guys, welcome back. Another beautiful night. Another beautiful show, and of course, for those of you just tuning in right now, we have, of course, on deck Rhetoric, and Dawn Wilder is going to be giving us a call, but I do want to take this time. We've been dedicating tonight's show, all of the hours here, to, of course, the passing of Clarence Clemons. And Clarence Clemons, the big man from the E Street Band, saxophone player, you've never had the opportunity to see the big man live. Unbelievable guy, and unbelievable music. I mean, blistering saxophone player. I, of course, went into my archives of music and came out with the most blistering Clarence song that I could come up with. And, of course, the music that is played during Jungle Land is just amazing by Clarence. And, of course, we are dedicating tonight's show to, of course, Clarence Clemons, his family, and most importantly, to the legacy that he's left behind of music. And, Clarence, you will always be loved, and rock out with the Angels. And we're going to play a little Jungle Land right now.
Take our stand.
Jungleland. We want to thank our sponsors for tonight's show, the 12-Step Music Fest, No Matter What Productions. Of course, No Matter What Productions and Hyperbaric RX and, of course, the Shift Guru. These are the folks that make sure that you can listen to us 18 hours a week on, of course, WNN 1470 AM, and they sponsor all of the website stuff and all of the live streamers and the new radio station and all of that. If you're checking out the 12-Step Music Fest, it's the fourth annual 12-Step Music Fest, and it's proudly announced here and presented by Coca-Cola, Monster Energy Drink, and No Matter What Productions. Recovery rocks with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun, all in one place. Sugarloaf Key, KOA Campground, mile marker 20 in the Florida Keys. You can go hang out with us November 3rd through the 6th, 2011. Tickets are now on sale. 305-296-4726 is the number you want to call if you want to purchase tickets over the phone. Or you can go directly to 12stepmusicfest.com. And you can purchase and register online. Everybody that comes to the festival has to be registered. And, of course, we are going to go right now to the phone and talk to Dawn Wilder, because Dawn Wilder is, of course, part of No Matter What Production. She is the one that kicked off the original 12-Step Music Fest, and now she is getting ready to have four under her belt. Dawn, how are you this evening?
I'm great, John. How are you?
So far, so good. Hey, listen, I wanted to touch base with you tonight and talk about two different things. First of all, over the last couple of weeks, last week we had on Ricky, we had on Mark Lundholm, we had on Christine Ullman from the Saturday Night Live band. We had on Keep Coming Back band so far, and we've been, you know, kind of, you know, picking this thing up and running with it as far as the different musical acts that are going to be a part of the 12-Step Music Fest. What's happening with the main stage at this point? Who's playing for the main stage all the way through from the, you know, the 3rd through the 6th?
Well, and just to let you know, as I go through the list, it just seems like we keep adding, and I keep trying to squeeze in as many bands as I can, because we do keep getting emails and CDs in the mail, and we listen to them, and we do try and make it possible to put as many bands as we can on the main stage, as many solo acts as we can on the solo stage. But we are getting pretty full. Of course, like I said, I always try and squeeze in. Blackfinger will be coming back again. They are probably one of my favorite. I know they're Mark Lundholm's favorite band. And they'll be back. They are from West Palm, and they just have a really, really unique modern sound that their first CD, their new CD is out. They're really promoting that all over the place, and they will be doing a lot of their new songs and their old songs that are some of our favorites. They are probably, I believe, the only band who has been there all 4 years.
Wow.
Which is really neat. And, you know, just in regards to, for example, like the Chillbillies, who are coming back, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, a lot of these guys have been our headliners and come back the next year or the year after, and don't say like, well, I have to be a headliner, I'm not coming back. Everybody is just wants to come back and have fun.
Cool.
And so we're really looking forward to it, because Chillbillies headlined last year. They're coming back. They're just going to play one afternoon. Drone Alive, I think, did you interview them already?
Yeah. Roger was on with me last 2 weeks ago.
Bubba Mack, who is known for his kind of beachy blues. He plays, he'll have a big Ocean City gig before the festival.
Yeah, we're going to be at that Rhetoric. Also. We'll be up there for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Rhetoric is coming on tonight, correct?
That's correct. Right after you're done, we're going to have on Rhetoric, and we'll be talking about what they're going to be doing down the Keys and also some of the other stuff they're doing too.
I always perform on Thursday night. It's kind of like the one chance I get before we get into full swing, so I can squeeze out one little hour to get up there and have some fun before I have to run like a chicken with my head cut off. We were just in Akron at the Founders Day event, and most of the people that did know me said, yeah, I remember you. I would see the front of your head and then the back of your head.
Yeah, you do a lot of running, man.
Yeah.
And I've been watching it for 2 years, going on 3 now, so I know the deal with you. You're all over the place. What is the deal with Mike Zito?
Mike Zito is just, you know, first of all, I've known Mike. Mike and I used together, and then Mike and I got clean separately, but right around the same time. And he is, I want to say he's a hidden gem, but he's really blowing up right now. He was the 2010 Billboard Music Awards Song of the Year winner. He is blues guitar extraordinaire, and anybody that thinks that they love the blues, anybody that thinks they really know guitar, you know, aficionados, when they see Mike, they just want to burn their guitars, because he's just that amazing. He is just, he goes beyond anything that most guitarists really can even comprehend. He's just, I say Mike Zito is to the recovery community on guitar what people wonder if Jimi Hendrix wasn't doing drugs, what he'd be like, and I think Mike Zito is the answer to that. He's just
amazing.
Beyond genius on the guitar, and he set the audience into a frenzy the night that he played 2 years ago. And, I mean, it was hard for the speaker to come on after him, because he was just set everybody off. He was going crazy with his guitar.
Well, you know, something I'm looking forward to, having him on the show. He was on with me several months ago, but I'm looking forward to having him back, because he's getting ready in July to release a new CD. So he's going to have a new CD behind this too, which is going to be huge.
Absolutely.
going to be huge. So I'm looking forward to this whole thing. I mean, there's lots of stuff going on. Of course, you know, we have Chasm coming, Chasm Sultan. You have Ricky Bird coming. You got Liberty DeVito coming, Christine Ullman coming, Woody Giesman. We now have confirmed Jeff Kazee from Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. He is the organ player and piano player for Southside. And the whole Southside Asbury Juke horns will be here.
Oh, that is, I mean, it's going to be, I don't even know how to put the information on the brochure. Like, right currently the brochure says all on one stage Saturday night. And I want them to know, like, it's all at the same time. Like, you know, when you take really incredible musicians, and Mike, I believe Mike Zito will be joining them as well. When you take these incredible musicians, and Ricky Bird, you know, from Jonestown and the Blackhearts, he's just a really unique kind of leader. You know, all these guys could get up and jam, but when you have a guy who just kind of puts his little spin on it like Ricky does, he gets up there and, you know, talks to the audience, and then he talks to the band, and he gets each member kind of going, and it's just really fun to watch. It's not just a bunch of guys getting up there and just playing at their incredible level that they play at, but it's watching them have fun and work off of each other and work off the crowd, and it's been such a neat experience to see them, you know, the different combinations, because I don't think we've had this full combination yet.
No, we had the Richie and the Ricky combination for the first Rockets in Recovery concert, and then we had the Ricky Chasm for the second. Just to give everybody a little bit of a heads up, it looks like Richie will be with us, but that will be formally announced this week. I will be making that formal announcement this week, if that's going to be taking place or not. We'll know by Monday or Tuesday, so I will be updating you on that, so we could be adding Richie Stupid to that list also.
And, you know, I want to talk about Chasm and Woody, because aside from playing on the main stage, they are both going to be doing our solo stage in the evenings. We have a sound ordinance in our community, so at 11 o'clock we have to shut down the main stage and we move it into our coffee house, which is the late night hang where, you know, coffee and
sodas and
frozen treats and cookies and all of that, and everybody hangs out, and it gets, we're not allowed, again, we have to be real quiet kind of, so we've gotten to the, we do snaps instead of claps, and usually we start the act around 11:30, sometimes even midnight, and they tell their story and perform at the same time, playing and talking, and it's been a really, really great late-night hang, and with Chasm and Woody doing two separate nights, it's just going to be the place to be late at night, and it goes on. I mean, we start at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we just go till about 2 in the morning throughout the two stages.
Well, let's tell the listeners right now, and if you're listening to this after the fact, if you're listening on a podcast, on a download, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. Check out all of the information that is there. And once you're done going through that website, if you don't click on register, something's wrong, because it's huge. It's either A, you're not reading English, B, you're having a bad day and you don't want to be in recovery, or C, you just don't know a good thing when it's happening. But if you don't click on register, there's something wrong. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't beat the price for what you're getting music-wise, but also you get to camp, set up a tent. The price includes you setting up a tent and staying on the grounds, so you don't have to get a hotel or anything additional, and the grounds themselves are beautiful. There's a pool and a hot tub. There's oceanfront. You know, we have food vendors on at the park at all times. We have, for those of you who did not get either your CD or tape in time for us to book you, or perhaps, you know, just sometimes, you know, for example, we have two rappers this year, and I've had two more send stuff. You know, we try and give enough diversified music, so sometimes we're not able to book a certain type of music this year. So we do have a talent show, and there are some phenomenal acts. Actually, Dumpster Mike performed in that last year, and he is going to be with us this year.
Dumpster Mike and the Gigabytes. Nice.
I actually just saw him out at Akron. He's going to be going all over the place for for the summer throughout. He has a whole bunch of gigs he's playing up north for the summer. And Greg Gerace, who actually played with us, he performed in front of Dr. Bob's with us, Dr. Bob's house in Akron. And that was just a blast. And the people were just clapping and singing while they were waiting to go in. And we had a lot of fun there.
You have, I'm sitting here and I'm staring. I mean, listen, I would spend $110 to just see a bald guy with a guitar tattooed to his head and in a pink and purple beard.
Oh, Rocket. You're out of a kind.
I would pay $110 just to see that. Well, hey, listen, Dawn, in closing, let's talk about what people can do. I know it's early registration and there is a savings right now. What's happening with that?
It's $110 right now. If you wait, it goes to $125 and then $135. So this is the deal right now, as well as that includes, that's 4 days, $85 if you're coming on Friday through Sunday, and it'll go up, that'll go up to $100 and then $110.
Okay.
And that includes your setting up in our general field. There's lots of great spaces. If somebody would like water and electric or they're coming with an RV, we still have some spaces. Our oceanfront spaces have been sold out already. So premium camping, water and electric, and RV spaces we still have available, but the good spaces are going quickly. And people who've been coming for years know the ones they want, and they call up early and get what they want. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, certainly you want to call now as well.
And I also want to thank our sponsors, because you got Coca-Cola, you have the Florida Keys and Key West, you have Monster, you have, of course, Laura Betts, who is here tonight. She's in the studio with us from Hyperbaric RX.
Hi.
Hi there. And I heard something, I saw a G&G relationship going on there. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
I actually met and got into this organization through G&G. I was contracted to install their initial chamber.
That is wonderful. Yeah, I just saw something about that on Facebook and thought, wow, that's great.
Good stuff. Good stuff. We also have the Ship Guru, who was in town last week with me, and she flew in from Denver, and she is very excited and can't wait to be at the 12 Steps Music Fest. You also have Clean Getaway Travel. Am I correct in assuming that people can contact Clean Getaway Travel if they're out of town and they want to make, you know, maybe some alternative flight arrangements? Can they call there and have Loretta help them out?
You know, I think they can, but ideally Loretta at Clean Getaway Travel does sober travel-specific packages to different destinations. She does have one in Key West, and I think in the winter she has one that goes to Italy, and one that goes, so it's really like a more like group things that she does her own situation. I don't believe that she's doing kind of individual travel agency things.
Well, maybe
we tend, you know, literally at 12 Step Music Fest, if you call our number, we do help you with whether you want to rent an RV, or we help you with the information on what airline's closest and, you know, the best deals, as far as we do stay on top of all of that, as far as rental cars and all of that. So we do stay on top of that.
You can call Dawn at 305-296-4726. That's 305-296-4726. Dawn Wilder, 12stepmusicfest.com. Also, you can check her out there. Again, if you're listening tonight, it is a time to get involved. Of course, 8/31/11, the tickets change, but between now and August 31st, 4-day ticket is $110. 3-day ticket Friday through Sunday is $85. 2-day ticket Saturday through Sunday is $45. So if you want to pre-register between now and the 31st of August, you want to do that, because it will be going up from that point forward. We want to thank you, Dawn, for being on tonight and explaining to us. We're going to have you back periodically over the next couple of weeks here and just talk about what's happening and the growth that's taking place and the different bands that are coming on. But it usually levels itself out at about the beginning part of August. So at that point, we should have a running set and know exactly who's going to be there and what's going to be happening, correct?
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to it. And, Dawn, thank you so much for being a part of Rockers in Recovery tonight, and we look forward to being down there hanging out with you guys.
As always, Sean, thank you for having us, and thanks for all the great work you do.
Well, you too, Dawn. You know
something? Thanks.
You're the bomb, baby. All right, listen,
thanks.
We're going to go out to a break, folks. When we come back, we got rhetoric.
My name is Robert Gluff. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
All Board of Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Board of Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Board of Bail Bonds very well-respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Board of Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866- All Bail. That's 866 ALLBAIL.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
Recovery. I'm John Hollis, WWNN 1470 AM on the AM radio dial.
Here in South Florida, we also want to welcome our listeners on rockersandrecovery.com and holisticlifestylesradio.com and all of the Facebook fan pages. And everybody's been listening tonight. We want to welcome you back to the last segment of the third hour of this night. We have, of course, our friend Rocket.
What's up?
Rocket's in the house, and of course, JP.
Hey.
You got, see, tonight I get to have the yin and the yang sitting right in front of me.
That's what's up.
They got the yin and the yang. We're going to play a little, we're going to play a little bit of a slide right now. And I'm just going to, you know, maybe get us a little tuned up. That way you can get the vibe of what's happening.
The rhetoric vibe.
The rhetoric groove. If you're out there listening,
what?
Listen to the rhetoric groove vibe happening right now. So go ahead and play a little bit of that rhetoric, and we'll just get a little taste.
Strap in.
Well, it's better than strapping on. Rockets. Yeah, only on his chin. And it's standing straight, but it's straight down. And so we won't get into that right now. We're still trying to figure out if it's pink and purple.
Ooh, that's red.
Laura Betts from Hyperbarics RX, one of the sponsors of the show, is in with us tonight, and she swears to God it's magenta.
Magenta works, man.
Magenta works. I know a nine-month chip that they call magenta, but we won't get into where that's at.
There is a purple chip in the Pompano Beach Group as well. And that is the exact match right there.
Did you get that at 9 months? Or?
No, I sure didn't. No.
So rhetoric is, let's get to the...
Let's talk about rhetoric.
Let's talk about music. Let's get to the fest, okay, because the fest... All right, the 12-step music fest, you guys are going to be there.
Yeah.
All right, and, you know, what is, you were there last year.
We were.
And that was pretty incredible.
It was awesome.
It was pretty incredible. I got some good pictures of that.
Of all the shows, of all the gigs we do, and we do a lot, this is the best one.
Absolutely. So, and let me ask you, I looking at the whole format down there,
mm-hmm.
You got a little bit of everything going on. You have the blues, you have rap, you have metal, you have, you know, R&B, you have soul, you have a collectively everything down there. And it's a melting pot of music. Do you find that that's unusual in our industry, in the industry of music, that, you know, they would collectively bring all of those people together in one place? You don't see that a lot.
Thank God. No, on the opposite end, thank God. I mean, it's so cool to have all that different, you know, sounds in one spot, and, you know, especially incorporated with recovery, because it allows people to express themselves the way they enjoy expressing themselves.
And it is very unusual because mainstream would never consider doing that because it would just, you know, what's it going to do to ticket sales?
That's like blues or it's either R&B. It's segregated.
But I think at the same token, it really, on our end of it, because people are so open and they want to have that diverse feeling of all types of different things to select from, you know, if you don't want to hear a particular band, you can go get your noodle and get in the pool, or you can go catch a meeting out in the floating meeting.
Or go to the other stage.
Or go to the other stage. Yeah. You know, there's so many different things.
Get all hopped up on coffee.
Nice. It's only decaf this year. Oh, we just lost half the crowd.
We're going to have to back one. We know there's baby's coffee there. Yeah. That's like twice as potent.
So we have this is like, you know, the beacon of where at least Rockers in Recovery is heading for at this point. That's the light that we're shooting for right now. So in the meantime, we get to have great bands like Rhetoric and all the rest of the bands that have been playing at our shows, the last couple of shows that we've had, that these guys show up no matter what. And I have not formally said thank you to these guys, you know, where we've had a situation to sit down. But I got to tell you, man, thank you for being a part of everything that we've done and produced this year, because you guys have showed up to everything. I can tell you that as far as the stage is concerned, you guys play great music, but Rocket, if it wasn't for Rocket covering the stage and doing the things that he did, I would have lost probably all my hair and looked like him. So I really...
That's a good thing.
then you'd have me at a tattoo artist, and I'd have to get one of those guitars on the back or, you know, something like that.
I was thinking a flute, dude.
A flute.
Now, if you want to take it to that level...
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We ain't even going to go there.
A trout, maybe?
A trout. Oh, my God. So in the meantime, thank you.
Yes, welcome.
Thanks,
it's an honor, it really is. You helped us, like, you know, that we talk about that story. But for 3 years, we tried to get into the 12-Step Music Fest, and I don't know how the things got crossed, and it just wasn't meant to be, you know, at that time, and everything works out exactly how it's supposed to, and you were instrumental in getting us in that first time, and, you know, become very close with Dawn. She's amazing.
Dawn, great people.
Yeah,
man.
Great people. She's worked so hard on this. And, you know, I tell you, from all the time, we started back, 2008 and 2007, the band, we've done lots of different things, and we always try to show up for anything recovery-related because we're in recovery, you know, or anything that's positive that helps anybody, whether it be save animals or whatever. And that was the first organized event of that nature that we ever went to, and it was just mind-blowing, you know, with the food and the organization and the stage and the sound, and, you know, you're shoulder to shoulder, whether you're in the crowd or you're a musician with you know, someone you don't even realize is, like, world famous, you know, like Chasm, and these guys are just
absolutely
unbelievable. And
I have, you know, I have sat and, you know, some mornings having my coffee and looking at different things that I do online. It's just amazing to me, man, that, you know, we're able to see the wave of people that really love the direction that everybody's going. Not, you know, it's everybody. It's collectively as a whole. It isn't just Rockers in Recovery. It's the 12-Step Music Fest. It's, you know, Rockers in Recovery. It's Monty Mann out on the West Coast. It's 101 Recovery Radio. You know, there's so many different media points right now that are really pushing all of this to go in one direction that it's a huge campaign, and I appreciate the fact that we all collectively, bands included, all get together and work together on this.
Yeah, no doubt.
I understand that Rocket wants to play something live.
No, why not? It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there that's a dad. And all you single moms that have taken both roles, happy Father's Day.
Actually, I used to be a single mom, but it's okay.
I'm not even going to go there.
I married myself.
I don't want to talk about the woke man's escapade.
Listen, it's all good. It's all good. If you're listening tonight,
he said it, I didn't. What we're going to do.
We can bring the necrophiliac subject back.
Remember that?
My dread's not here.
That's a dying subject.
Yeah, dead in the water.
The whole thing is
dead. Any slack on that one?
JT is just like, you know, he comes in and just like,
well,
you know,
it's the yin and the yang.
Hey, the funniest thing about that, so it wasn't until about 3 weeks ago that Dredd actually found out what the word meant.
Really? Dredd, if you're listening tonight, death.
Oh, God.
Dead and you're spanking it.
She won't fight back.
Dead and cold.
This just ain't right.
Cool thing about recovery, you can do anything in recovery.
Well, almost.
That's not against the law.
Kind of. There's some strings with the law about you doing things with dead bodies, Rocket.
What state are you from?
Kentucky.
Good guy.
Sorry, Kentucky, if you're listening. It's horrible, man. Horrible. And if you're listening to the Life Skills program from the local county jail, don't listen to anything we're talking about this evening.
We've been there.
Hey, listen, we're going to do this live, so we want to make sure that the mic's correct, and let's see what we can do here. We're going to just whoa, hey, that's nice. Look at that. Nice. You like that? Let's just shut the mic off for a minute so we can get it hooked back up here.
So this is we're good?
Can you hear me now? Yeah.
That's not good. This one's called I Believe. This isn't something you've ever heard. Appropriate for Father's Day, appropriate for recovery.
And no foul language.
No foul language on this version. Radio edit.
there we go. We have Rocket Rhetoric, and we have, of course, JP from Rhetoric. Dread decided to stay home and not come tonight. That's okay. We won't take that personal. We love you anyway, Dread. And most importantly, great song. What happened, or how did it come about, and what made you write?
That song isn't something we're working on some unplugged stuff. We're trying to put together an unplugged set as a band, and that was actually written back in the early 2000s. After my first band broke up, I stopped doing music. I ended up in rehab, and I put music down. I was done with music. I didn't think I could do music clean. You know, you take away the drugs, for me, you took away the music. I had no idea what was going on. So sold everything, refused to play anymore. And the director of the rehab, it was in Tampa, it was a six-month program. I had thanked him about 3 months, 4 months in. I'd thanked him. I was like, man, anything you ever want me to do, I will do. Thank you. You know, it basically saved my life. And so he says, I need you to write me a song. And so that's a straight recovery song that the first time it was performed was Easter in front of 2,000 people, and it really hasn't been brought out since. So now that we're, as a band, Rhetoric's putting together this unplugged set with some of the stuff that we already had that we originally wrote on the acoustic and some versions like Shame that you'll get to hear unplugged, so we're probably going to add that one in there.
What do you, JP, as far as you, because you're a drummer, when you start to look at these unplugged sessions, where do you fall into place?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's, you know, for me, it's kind of like real calming. You know, I don't have to work so hard.
Nice.
No, but I definitely, you know, it gives me an opportunity. You know, don't get me wrong, you know, I love to bang on the drums, but, you know, I kind of get to feel the music a little bit more because you can kind of put a little bit more feeling into an acoustic song, even as a drummer. So that's fun.
I am proud of the fact that I've watched you guys over the last couple of years, man, really, really just take off. And it's not over. You know?
We got a long
way to go, baby. It's one day at a time. It's amazing to have Rocket and Rhetoric still in the studio with me and coming back periodically. You guys are the bomb. This is the second time they did an acoustic set with us. And we want to thank all of our listeners tonight. It's 9:55. We're coming at the top of the third hour right now. What I am going to ask you to do is go to...
Take off your clothes?
Nice. I take them all off. Not just some of them.
Call in?
Call in. Naked. Call in naked. Okay, in the meantime... We want you to go to rhetoricgroove.com, and what we're going to ask Rocket to do is on the way out, we want you to play some music.
Yeah.
Check us out on rockersandrecovery.com. Most importantly, check us out tonight or tomorrow, because there's going to be some new stuff up. I want you to check out, of course, the Clarence Clemens information that it's up there, too, and, of course, our condolences to the family of Clarence Clemens. Of the E Street Band, best saxophone player I've ever heard in my life. And most importantly, stay safe tonight. If you're in the Broward County jail, you know where to give us a call. If you're on Iraq, if you're on Iraq because you smoked too much crack, give us a call. We might be able to help you out. 954-946-4313. Call Collect. If you're calling for a three-way or if you're calling for commissary, I'm not the guy to call.
Me neither.
If you're calling for help, give a call. Give us some music on the way out there, Rocket.
Too many yesterday. All these bad things in your way. We're searching for the right words to say. Everybody's got a price to pay. Did I really need all the pain? Search for blue skies in the rain. Just a lonely while we wait. Shame is what I've always
some grace. Do you think it's just a game? One of the things that I can't face every time I seem to feel the pain. Am I really falling from grace? Do you think it's just a game? One of the things that I can't face every time seems to bring you shame. That bring you shame. Do you think I'll ever change? While your friends looking at you strange, 'tis not only war we wage, trying to break out of my cage.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com. Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Team, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
Sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
Rock holding the tower, rolls up his pants.
Through the night, Jungle Land. If you've ever been to a Bruce show, man, let me tell you something. When Clarence Clemons steps up to the front of the stage and he starts to play the sax during Jungle Land, it's enough to make you fall over, man. He's going to be a missed man, especially by the E Street Band. Interested to see what they're going to do with that situation. Of course, they lost Danny 2 years ago, lost the big man. Now it's listen, age catches up with us. Isn't that amazing?
Lord? Unless you have HBO too. My skin?
Yes. If you get into the tank, the oxygen and hyperbaric oxygen therapy, you know, I guess you can, like, you know, stop aging. Is that correct?
You can stop aging, but it doesn't. It's kind of.
Because if it is, I'm going to just live in the tank.
It takes the edge off. I'll give you that.
Good stuff. Of course, we're hanging out here tonight. It's Rockers in Recovery. You can check us out on our new website at rockersandrecovery.com. You can check us out on the old website at holisticlifestylesradio.com. And, of course, we are part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network is, of course, part of WNN 1470 AM on the air 18 hours a week. We are now broadcasting live on, of course, rockersandrecovery.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we've got all kinds of radio networks happening around us, and you can check it all out by going to those two sites, and you can find everything from there. And most importantly, we have the 12-Step Music Fest, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest coming up. Of course, the sponsors are Coca-Cola, Monster, put on by No Matter What Productions, and, of course, lots of other folks that are involved with it. Recovery Rocks, with 4 days of camping music, meeting speakers, fellowship, and fun. All in one place at the Sugarloaf Key KOA Campground, mile marker 20, Florida Keys. So we're looking forward to everybody being down there November 3rd through the 6th, 2011. That means this year. That means this November coming up. Tickets are on sale now, 305-296-4726. Check them out, that phone number, and you can get some tickets there. And then you can also go online and purchase your tickets there, 12stepmusicfest.com. Let me just give you a little insight on this. Amazing. 12-Step Music Fest is, of course, one mission and one purpose is to help people with the disease of addiction achieve long-term recovery and become acceptable, responsible, productive members of society. Now, I got to tell you, that takes work. I can only tell you from my side of it. Yeah, it takes work, baby. Now, pool and hot tub, workshops, 24-hour meetings, merchandise vendors, talent shows, kids' activities, floating meetings, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Over 20 musical acts, it's actually 25, on two stages. And we have the super group that is being formed right now. And the super group, of course, is all on one stage on the 5th of November. And it would be Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Chasm Sultan of Todd Rundgren, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, Woody Giesman of the Del Fuegos, Jeff Kazee of Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, the Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes Horns, and we also have Mike Zito, 2010 Billboard Music Award Song of the Year, that will also be playing at the fest. He'll be playing on Friday night. Mark Lundholm, a recovery comedian, will also be a part of the emceeing of this whole event through the 4 days. Check them out. You can also go to 12stepmusicfest.com, click on artists, and you'll be able to find out all of that information. We have in store for you tonight a beautiful lady. We've had her on a couple of times in the past. Of course, Laura C., and we also have, of course, we got two Lauras in here tonight. We got Laura C., that's coming on the air with us, and then we have Laura from Hyperbaric RX. So I'm going to have to keep my Laura straight. But let's go to Laura on the phone, Laura C. And Laura, how you doing tonight, honey?
I've had about 2 cups of coffee, so I am fabulous.
You're ready to go.
And snarky as ever.
Snarky. Snarky. Can you give me a definition of snarky?
Snarky. Let's see. Sassy.
Nice.
And funky and
nice. Funky. Nice. And perky.
And
hey, listen, I love Perky. I'm a Perky kind of guy. Yeah. But here's some of the things that I want to find out about. It's been, you know, several months since you've been on. What are you doing? Tell us what you're doing.
Well, I'm regrouping at the moment. I was doing a lot of shows with the band and doing a lot of performing, and I went through a relapse, and I had just a really, really rough time in the last 8 months, and I'm clean and sober now for about 6. It was a short relapse, and it was a relapse on prescription medication.
Okay.
But
can I ask you a question? Did that come from a pain episode, or did that come from a pain?
Yes. I got sober 4 years ago from 20 years of drinking.
Okay.
And then I was clean sober 1 whole year, and then I got in a car accident, and I was introduced to pain meds. And it's kind of like backing into a propeller. It's like I didn't even realize what was happening. I'm kind of coming back from that. I'm trying to get my mojo back, and I'm trying to get back on the horse. I really disappointed myself with the last 3 years of, I got really discouraged with, you know, several pain med relapses, and then getting clean and sober again, getting back in the groove and getting my program right, and then it happening over and over again. So it's been 6 months now, but I'm just now starting to get my mojo back and want to put myself out there again and get honest again.
I want to, first of all, I want to commend you for you know, talking about this, because there's a lot of people out there that don't want to talk about this. They don't want to talk about the fact that pain issues bring a large percentage of people in recovery out the door.
Oh.
See, because we tend to believe that, you know, I know for myself, and I have to be very careful with my life, that, you know, I'm used to my whole life taking a pill for everything. Okay,
yep.
Take a pill, it would be better. Go to the doctor, he'll give you a pill, it's going to be fine. If the doctor gives me the pill, it's going
to be
fine. Correct.
Well, the doctor gave me a pill, it must be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, yep. Laura from Hyperbarics RX just said, yeah, the doctor gave it to me, so it must be okay. Everything's fine.
Hi, Laura. I can hear you.
So I think that, and she just brings up a valid point, when you start to go through these type of experiences, are you now touring the possibilities of alternative approaches?
I'm checking. It's my neck, and I have a approximately 15 migraines a month. I've had them since I was like 15 years old. But the migraines, I have, you know, sumatriptans, I have Imitrex, I have all that, but I've gotten so desensitized to Imitrex that I'm still having problems with residual pain. And they're, you know, I have the killer migraines, the ones that last like 3 days. So I'm going to go back to chiropractic again. And just try lots of exercise. I just, you know, broke my foot and did that one clean. So I know it can be done.
Wow. So you got something you want to say?
Yeah, sometimes I joke where, you know, I'm not just a spokesperson, I'm also a client. I actually dealt with severe migraines for many, many years. And I am not recovering, but it is by the sheer grace of God, because over my life I have had doctors hand me a prescription pad full of just about anything I wanted. And over the last weeks, I've actually been dealing with some issues of my own. And the first words out of the doctor's mouth was, here's a script for this, here's a script for that, here's a script for this. And one thing that I can tell you is I have tremendous benefit from hyperbarics, and I'm actually my own worst enemy, because I'm one of the people that has access to a chamber, and there I am on the phone talking with this client, talking with that client. It's 11 o'clock at night, and I really need to go home and get some sleep. And, well, I didn't do my treatment today, but that's okay, and the migraines come back. So it's just very real for me to hear this after being offered a prescription pad full of some of the most heaviest painkillers there are. I've actually done 6 treatments this week, and this is the first day that I haven't had any pain and that I haven't had any of the rheumatism. So an interesting, sometimes funny how we hear things when we need to.
This is funny. I got to tell you, anybody that's listening right now, I had no clue that Laura was going through this situation. I mean, we didn't even talk last night. When I spoke with you, Laura, I had no clue that this was happening.
I know.
So this is like really for me, like watching things unfold right now. It is, man. Welcome to the program.
You know what I mean? There you go.
It just happens. The information comes out when it's supposed to come out. And I think that, you know, when we start to look at those alternative approaches, and we start to look at like oxygen, or we start to look at acupuncture, or we start to look at chiropractic, or if we start looking at, you know, all of the different modalities that are out there now, they even have, of course, non-narcotic patches now, heat patches and things like that, and different ointments and stuff like that for pain. So I think, and again, I think my first reaction, of course, to everything is give me a pill. But again, what does our program teach us? I know for myself, and, you know, and it's, again, that's why I'm glad I have people around me, because people around me are the ones that network of people that say, hey, listen, John, maybe your thinking isn't right here. Maybe you might want to try this, or maybe you might want to try that. I definitely got to let people in, because if I don't, I can get, like, caught up in my own thinking. Would you agree with that, Laura?
I would.
Absolutely. And that's why I started my new Facebook page of Naked Recovery, because I was ready to get real, and I was ready to talk about recovery in a really honest, raw, uncensored kind of way, where, you know, which you do, but because I really wanted to out myself, and I needed to out myself, and I have to have conversations that are real with people, and I can't just hear platitudes and fluffy stuff. I've got to get down in the trenches with people, and that's what this new page is about.
You know, I have to tell you that we have your music in rotation on Holistic, or on Blog Talk Radio, and also on, of course, rockersandrecovery.com.
Oh, great.
If you go to rockersandrecovery.com, you click on Listen Live.
I did, and I heard some.
We got some of your music playing there. And I got to tell you, that Broken Open is one of those songs that affects me, that every time I listen to it, it's just like, okay, I can really understand where she's at. You know, there's some other songs that play on that streamer that I, you know, Cry Baby Cry by Christine Ullman is another one. But you guys tend to hit my chords the most as far as bringing up those emotions. What were you thinking when you wrote that song?
Well, that song came after a relapse. And so that's interesting because, you know, that song was really a realization for me that brokenness and surrender is the only way to out of the darkness that I was experiencing. And just getting completely raw with where I was at. And by the way, those songs, as with most songwriters, they just come out. Like, I didn't even know what was going on with me. I didn't even know I was ready to surrender and to get real at that moment. So that's why music is so therapeutic for me, because, you know, being an addict, emotions, I don't do emotions very well. But I go to my keyboard and stuff comes out, and then I say, oh, that's what I'm feeling. So Broken Open, I had a lot of the lyrics, and then Richie, my producer, Richie Rubini, helped me take it to the next level with some beautiful chord changes. And but that one really is, everyone has like a core song, every songwriter, artist, whatever. That really is my core song, because that completely describes how broken I was, how absolutely deep in my shame I was, and how coming out through that, realizing and surrendering that my brokenness was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, you know something, what we're going to do is we're going to play Broken Open right now, and we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the song, where they can find it, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about your situation and what's going on, and where we're going to go in the future, because it's one day at a time, and we get to have some visions, we just don't get to figure out the destinations.
That's right.
We'll be back right after we listen to Broken Open and some commercials.
Just not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick, getting high is what made me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. But could it be God? All the bridges burning, surrender was the only way to win. And I let go my wildest dreams, what I've been waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I got here with every wrong turn that I took. Mistakes I made read like an open book. I'm a different man today. No trouble, just one drink away. And here comes the pain. Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win.
Apologies to Laura C. We are going to play Broken Open now. And, of course, when we get done with Broken Open, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Laura C. And, Laura, we apologize.
Did your voice change? I'm writing songs.
There we go. This is Broken Open by Laura C.
Baby, am I you? Lying here in pieces on the floor. Dirty little secret, but it might be true. I can't hide it. You might be broken.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
All right, welcome back. And of course, a little bit more Clarence for you. And again, we are going to miss Clarence Clemons. What do you think of that? Breaking news, Laura C.
Well, you know, I remember a friend of mine in L.A. used to manage him for a while, and that was shocking. I'm just hearing it on your, on your show.
Yeah.
What'd he die of?
He passed away yesterday here in Florida, in South Florida. He passed away from complications of a stroke that he had on June 12th.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I know that she just adored him and said what a great guy he was. So we'll be missed.
I met him once up in Poughkeepsie, New York. He had played, he was doing a solo tour, and he had played at the Chance, a small club in upstate New York.
Mm.
And he was just an amazing dude, really, really laid back, just like a big teddy bear. But you wouldn't think of him coming at you. He's huge.
He was one of us, right?
Well, I won't be the one that say that.
You're not going to out him?
Not my job, baby.
Well, he was gay, right?
No. All I can tell you is this, is that I know that the man put a lot of emphasis on spirituality.
Mm.
I will go that far and say that he was a very spiritual man. And here's the amazing part, that when you look at Broken Open, and I again apologize, we have Blake the intern in tonight working for Chris, and you know things tend to happen from time to time, so we apologize for that. But again, Broken Open for me is a very spiritual song. It definitely touches that part of you that says, hey, listen, you know something? I'm spilled out here in front of you, and you know, just that whole charisma, that whole feeling behind it is amazing, and it touches a lot of people that listen to it.
Well, thank you, and I really, my own personal belief is that we're created with brokenness so that our brokenness can be healed on a one day at a time basis. And I know that if I didn't embrace my brokenness and if I forgot about my brokenness, it felt like I was healed, recovered, then I would walk away, my pride would be out of control, and I would walk away from my spirituality, I'd walk away from God, I'd walk away from recovery, and that's a little bit of what I did, you know, over the last few years, is think that I kind of had my act together and that I didn't really take a look at my brokenness and I didn't really surrender it on a daily basis, and that's why the relapses kept happening. And I don't know, do we talk about relapse enough? I don't really feel like...
Well, here's one of the... do we talk about it enough?
Yeah.
I think that when I go to a 12-step meeting, and again, I don't talk and I don't divulge the 12-step organization I belong to.
I belong to several.
So I don't... But I got to tell you, when I walk into a 12-step meeting, there's a lot of times that I will hear people continuously talking about the relapse process and talking about the issues behind a relapse. What I like to really focus on is, okay, by the grace of God, we're all sitting here today. See, my thing is that I truly believe that it's by God's grace that we're sitting here today. What is the solution that we need to work under today? Now, at the same token, there's a lot of people that don't understand, and it's scary to me because, you know, the rooms, the 12-step rooms were actually the fellowship part of this thing. The program is what we work 23 hours a day. The fellowship is what we go to once a day to be able to hear about how we're working that other 23 hours a day. When we walk into those situations and we hear people that are talking about everything other than what the solution is, I tend to believe that we tend to lose what the primary purpose is, and that is to help another person that is in that meeting that might be struggling, that should have the ability to say, hey, guess what? I'm hurting today and I want to use. But that you don't hear that. I mean, I can't talk about anywhere else. I can talk about South Florida. If somebody walked into a room and said, hey, listen, I want to use, you'd have two schools of thought. You would have the one person that would run up to them and say, hey, listen, we're really glad you're here, thank God. And then you have this other school of thought that, well, you know, relapsing is for, I'll tell you exactly what it is. So relapsing is for pussies. Yeah. All this garbage that you hear. And guess what? I don't believe that anybody should be beat up for where they're at. I think that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. This is between you and God and nobody else. No human power was going to relieve my alcoholism. None. They told me that I better find a higher power that works, because if I'm relying on people, places, or things for my recovery, I am doomed. They told me that. Now, you don't hear that much.
Well, for me, I was unprepared for the whirlwind of the whole pain med thing, and I did not expect to relapse. And so I didn't hear enough about it. I wasn't prepared for it in the rooms I was at. And you know, that's partly my fault, because, as we know, the actual relapse is the end result of the process of relapse starts long before you pick up again. Mm-hmm. But I was not prepared for my particular situation with pain meds and with how they, to be honest, pain meds have made alcohol seem like child's play, trying to get free of them.
Absolutely.
Because that opiate is much stronger medicine on some level than alcohol ever was to me. So I just felt like so much shame, and I felt like that I didn't feel safe talking about it. So I've had to, in order for me to talk about it, I've had to use different formats, such as, you know, my music is always my safe place to work everything out. And thank goodness people identify with that. and, you know, my Facebook page. So that's how I've been able to talk about it, because I haven't really felt welcome to talk about it in other situations, and that's partly my fault.
You know, I got to tell you, Laura, that one of the things that I went through for 14 years, and it was actually 12 to 14 years of my life was spent in relapse, and I was literally out there. I remember when I first came into the 12-step process, they told me that, listen, if you play with this too long, and I came in with the old crusty guys, you know what I mean, guys that had 30, 35, 40 years, and this was back in the 90s, you know what I mean,
wow.
In the early 90s, late 80s and early 90s. These guys said, hey, listen, you're young, and here's the deal. If you play with this long enough, you won't be able to make it back.
Mm.
And I, at that present point, you know, I had this, like, S on my T-shirt that said, you know, I'm totally different than you. Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So because of some legal issues, I stayed clean for a short amount of time because they had a gun to my head, basically. And I did what I was supposed to do because of legal issues. But let me tell you something. When I picked up and I tried to make it back, it literally brought me from being that 23-year-old kid when I stopped using and picking back up at 27 and going from 27 until I was 40, literally not being able to make it back. When I got clean 5 years ago, I got to tell you that the last 4.5 years of my life was all about understanding one thing, that mad, glad, or sad, I don't get to pick that first one up. Mad, glad, or sad. No matter what it is, I don't get to pick it up. But here was the thing that I needed to really come to terms with. I had to come to terms with that whenever I have an issue or I've had an issue in my life, that means the divorces, that means the prison stays, that means the jail stays, that means the sanitarium stays, that means going, you know, when I talk about sanitariums, I'm talking about detoxes because they are sanitariums, by the way. When you start looking at all of those places that I ended up in and underneath of the bridge, finally, they were all done because of one thing, because of that first thing I took.
Mm-hmm.
So if I start to talk myself into those things, then I don't have anybody around me. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So if
that's been a big help with me, you know, think the drink through,
mm-hmm.
think it all the way through to the end when I'm ready, you know, when I'm feeling weak, think the pills through,
mm-hmm.
think
yeah.
the pills to the doctor shopping, to the be on a DEA list where I couldn't get them if I tried at this point,
okay.
you know, think it through to the humiliation as I out myself to a pharmacist and say, please don't give me narcotics. Mm-hmm. I cannot be trusted.
Okay, so
I mean, to my local pharmacist. So
here's my next question for you. What network do you have in place today that you're able – because, I mean, this is something I had to do because I was that chronic relapser. I understand where you're at. I was that. I understand that. So what I had to do is I had to put people in my network that knew my garbage, that knew the kind of crap that I've sold
right.
that would pull me up and say, hey, listen, John, or, you know, maybe that's not the best thing for you. It's always at the end, it's always up to me and God, whatever direction I'm going to go in. But do you have that in place?
Absolutely. You cannot do it without your, you know, being fit spiritually and B, having a great sponsor, having people in your life you're accountable to, recovery groups that you actually attend, and just the constant hitting your knees and resurrendering one day at a time.
I love that you, again, that you're talking candidly about this tonight, because I think that you're right. I think there's not a lot of people out there that are willing to put themselves out there. You know, when it happens, you always end up like in the back of the room and, you know, you want to just melt into the floor. You don't want to talk about this issue. But again, I mean, even if you go into any of the 12-step literature that's out there, it's going to happen. Do we want it to happen? No. It's going to happen. So when it happens, what are we going to do about it?
Right.
What are some of the steps that you have taken that can – maybe you got somebody listening tonight right now that is saying, you know, something, I don't want to go back and pick that white chip up. Do I really need to? Do I really need to go in there and pick up a white chip to embarrass myself?
Mm.
What would you say to that person?
I would say that, A, you're always welcome, you know, welcome back. is number one. And the only shame in relapsing is not going back. And B, that you absolutely have to set up accountability in your life. And just C, rigorous, naked honesty. Raw honesty on every level of your life. Now, I'm completely out there, I mean, with my anonymity. You know, I completely destroyed my anonymity from day one because I know me, and in my, only for me personally, anonymity was not an option because to me, my anonymity meant hiding. And, but that's completely just me personally. I respect everyone's anonymity. But I had to put myself out there to everybody. I was literally going to the grocery store and getting in conversations about my new sobriety with, like, complete strangers just to out myself and just to have some standard to rise to because I'm so sneaky. I'm such a liar. I'm so dishonest that unless I do that, sorry.
That's okay.
Dog.
I like puppies.
Unless I do that, I'm screwed.
Not as much as cats, but I love puppies.
Yeah, there we go. So that really was my way of doing it, and to constantly out myself in my music, to out myself in my writings, to out myself to my family members, and because if I have a standard to rise to, I can go there. But on my own, I have no standard.
What do you think of sponsorship?
Absolutely necessary. I mean, I couldn't do it without a sponsor.
Okay. And since you've, when you had to come back to a place of surrender, because that's what we have to do. We have to come back to a place of surrender. You know, everybody, and I don't care who it is, that has gone through the relapse process, the first thing they're going to feel when they go back to the surrender process, well, I don't need to start the steps over because, you know, I was around, you know, a year and a half, or I was around 3 years, or I was around 20 years. I don't need to go through that process again. I don't believe that that is true. I believe that I have to really, start working that process again from the very beginning because at the other end of this thing, it's all about having that spiritual awakening again.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And you know what? I've done the steps now 3 times, and every time I've done them, especially when I get to step 4, they are brand new to me, and my step 4 changes constantly. And there, I find, you know, you're going deeper into the layers of the onion. You're
Absolutely.
Finding,
Absolutely.
Every time you're getting more honest, you're finding more out about yourself, and you're finding new tools for your toolbox on how to stay sober.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to play Broken Open again because I want everybody to hear this again, okay? I want them to hear it again. And what we're going to do is play Broken Open. We're going to play some commercials. We're going to bring you back on, and we're going to talk more about this because I'm really glad, again, I am glad that you stepped up to the plate and brought this topic to us tonight because, again, pain is a touchstone, emotionally, physically, or mental pain. Is going to, you know, if you're not doing the right thing with it, it's going to drive you out the door.
Do you have my song, Get Real? Because that's a song about relapse.
You know, I only brought like 3 of them with me to
okay.
the station tonight. And
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, absolutely, please, because I want to put all of that stuff in the rotation. Anything else that you can give us, we want to put it in the rotation
absolutely.
So that way people can hear Laura C. a lot. Broken Open, we'll be right back after this message.
Thanks, so.
Baby, am I you? Lying here in pieces on the floor. Dirty little secret, but it might be the truth.
look at me. You might see mistakes. I disagree.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry, all backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery, featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
He's been on with us for a little while here. We've been talking to Laura, and we did Broken Open. And I want to, of course, commend Laura again on the topics, because every time the Laura comes on, we talk about some really, really great stuff, and I've always loved having Laura on because we get real. I mean, reality is here. It's about getting real and talking about the real issues, and I'm really glad that you brought the topics that you brought tonight. One of the things that anybody that's been on my shows will tell you that I don't can my shows. It isn't like we send a bunch of lists of different questions. Whatever happens in the hour happens in the hour. However it happens, it happens.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com. Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment,